Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time, and right out of the box, we're going to be talking with Cheryl Atkinson, breaking down what's happening in North Korea. But Cheryl has been very busy on several fronts, including Comey, and including what she wrote at The Hill called A Fractured Fairy Tale, in which she breaks down what happened in the email scandal. So two for one here. Of course, there is so much Trump sound out there today that it's unbelievable, particularly in the pre-production here. Bill and I had a personal favorite, an all-timer, in which President Trump talks about hotels and condos on North Korean beaches. I started to think about Wildwood, the Wildwood police, and I started to think of the North Korean police on the North Korean beaches. Might be a little bit different. Cheryl Atkinson, of course, is the host of Sinclair's Full Measure. She joins us here on the Dom Giordano program on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Cheryl, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Cheryl, on your website, I saw, and this was, I guess, predetermined, you were thinking about President Trump, North Korea, the 50 media mistakes, major ones, I guess, that have been made around President Trump. So that's still up there, I assume, and we'll tell people where to find it. But what do you think drives it, since you were inside that? Is it incompetence, or is it just they can't give up the meme of getting this guy?
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay.
The environment. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, yes.
A little bit of both. I think the media environment has changed and loosened so much with mm-hmm. Trump running for president that it's allowed and accepted those who make mistakes, and these are Bush League journalism 101 sloppy and biased mistakes, they're allowed to stay in their position. Maybe there's a mea culpa or a correction that some people see, and they go forward to live another day and make another mistake. So it's really strange, and I've never seen anything like it. I challenge anybody to find so many mistakes made in a short period of time by formerly top respected news organizations about anybody else. I don't think it's happened.
Well, let's talk about what do you think of the coverage now coming out of North Korea? The foreign press seems to be more deferential to President Trump in this.
Well, if anybody hasn't figured out that there is almost nothing this president can do that he will not be criticized and lampooned for, then you know, you've got another thing coming, because I think it's pretty clear now. He's going to get everything portrayed that he does in the most negative light possible. If he makes a mistake, it will be called a lie, which is a new phenomenon as well, that the media would use that word very loosely, even for, you know, exaggerations or simple mistakes of wording.
I would agree. When you were at CBS, for example, I don't know if you had a reg book with that. I never remember a correspondent saying a lie. The best, they might say a falsehood. They'd come up with some kind of word, but never directly lie.
Because it goes to intent, and you
yes.
can't get in someone's brain even when it seems obvious. It's very hard to know something for sure is a lie, and we try to stay, you know, as factual as we can. For example, when Ford and Firestone denied that they knew their vehicles had a rollover problem, when I was covering that, we found documents that directly contradicted that. They knew for many years, and they said so, you know, pointedly in these documents. But I never said Ford and Firestone lied. I said these documents contradict the statements that say they didn't know. I mean, there's a way to say it that keeps you still, I don't know, more like a reporter than an opinion maker. And in a lot of these stories where mistakes were made that I'm outlining, the New York Times and other publications were stating things as a fact that they couldn't possibly know because they weren't mm-hmm. there without attribution. In other words, they would say something happened or President Trump did something in a room alone or thought something and not attributing that to that someone thinks this or someone said this. They would just say, here's what happened, and only to come to find out that didn't happen and they had to correct it. Where's the attribution? That's, again, basic journalism 101. If you didn't see it and you weren't there, you have to say that this is a claim that somebody made. You know, you can't say I was in, you know, I know that President Trump fought this or did this in private when you don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm not sure if you ever covered the White House. And I get it that Sam Donaldson did this with President Reagan, but it seems to be a pleasant era of that versus Jim Acosta screaming questions out yesterday to Kim Jong-un and President Trump right in the middle of when they were talking about the signing of this document.
It's sort of an advocacy position that they're taking. They've decided that this president is bad and
right.
Someone they would like to destroy. So every day their job is to try to show something to their bosses and publish something that gets at that. But, you know, the problem is they've done so much of it, and much of it has been wrong, not just a little bit, much of it has been wrong, that I think they've made people fairly numb, or people hear something, at least people I know. And myself, you know, I don't believe anything I hear at first blush, no matter how many sources they have or how many news organizations are reporting the exact same thing, because so many times it's turned out to be incorrect.
We're talking with Cheryl Atkison, host of Sinclair's Full Measure, and we'll tell you where to find all the stations and times with that in a moment. Cheryl, though, you've been involved on two fronts. One, I think CBS confirmed that your computer was hacked into, and two, you wrote this piece that was delightful for The Hill, the FBI's fractured fairy tale on the confidential informant/spy.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to The Hill and see the fractured fairy tale where I use an analogy. I think it's one of the best ways to understand what I see is the FBI's ridiculous explanation that it was simply trying to protect the Trump campaign from Russia by placing an informant there, by surveilling and wiretapping people associated with the campaign and doing other things they did. So I've used sort of I call fairy tale bank robbing analogy to flesh that out, and I think it's ridiculous. And so do people that I know who work or have worked in intel agencies. They too think that the FBI's explanation is ridiculous. And I don't think it's true. And I think that was a good way to sort of demonstrate the story. You can see that at thehill.com.
Now, you also broke this loose or analyzed about Jim Comey and his look at Hillary Clinton's emails, his initial response, if you will, versus what we saw as a response later on. Tell our listeners what you found around that.
Well, what are you referring to specifically?
I'm talking about Comey. I saw this piece, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk with you, Cheryl, where you talk about an edited sentence with Comey, although we didn't find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or colleagues, and what the edited sentence ended up being versus the initial stab at it.
Well, what we have now, some documents are slowly, after all this time, being turned over to Congress, redacted mm-hmm. for improper reasons, like
right.
they often do. You know, they'll say it's national security, and then sometimes unredacted under demands of Congress, only to learn nothing involved national security. It was just embarrassment. With the case of Comey, we have the document that he drafted to announce the Hillary Clinton that she did something improper, but that she didn't do anything that she should be prosecuted for. And we can see the notes made by other FBI officials as he passed this around. And you can see them change, you know, the entire intent of it to be from gross misconduct or gross negligence, which would be something that begs itself for possible prosecution, into something that was extremely careless, which is really sort of the same thing, but sounds a lot different, doesn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. It does. Exactly.
You can see in these documents, and I tweeted out, you know, a page of it because these are published now on congressional website. You can see the changes they made and how this was shaped into something that was completely different. Although in either case, it looks like in his document he was going to recommend that she didn't have intent. And again, that's sort of like the lie thing. You don't know. I mean, for him to determine that she didn't have intent, when it seems to me the evidence pointed to the fact that she did because it was so blatant, so repetitive, so over such a long period of time. But for him to make that judgment himself as if he were inside her head, that just seems to me to be, you know, not very realistic.
Sinclair's Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. What are the times and where do people find it, Cheryl, in our local area to catch you?
Well, go to fullmeasure.news under about, because we're on different times in every city.
Okay.
But Sunday mornings, but you can always watch replays like right now of our last week's story was about whatever happened to the IRS conservative targeting scandal, one of the biggest scandals of the last decade. Go to fullmeasure.news and you can find out more about all of this. It's a Sunday morning program.
Very good stuff. Cheryl Atkinson, as always, in Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.